This is an All Ears English bonus episode, Yumiko's Immersion Story, How to Get Confident. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. In today's episode, you'll meet our special guest, Yumiko, who was a participant in the Power Immersion Weekend in Tokyo last year. Find out how the program helped her become more confident through intensive exercises with native speakers. Listen in today.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hello, Yumiko, and welcome to the show. How are you today?
Oh, hello, Lizzy. Pretty good. How are you?
Hey, I'm feeling great. I love it when we get to have our students, our listeners here on the show. Thank you for coming on the show today.
Oh, thank you for giving me this great opportunity.
Oh, it's wonderful. And Yumiko, you are on the show today because you were one of our students in our Power English Weekend in Tokyo last year. Isn't that right?
Yes, that's right.
Oh my gosh. So why did you decide to join that program last year, Yumiko? Why did you join the Tokyo Power English Weekend?
Okay. First of all, I really wanted to see you, Lindsay and Jessica. I'm a big fan of All Ears English. And I thought it was a great chance for me to speak English with native speakers because I'm not surrounded by English.
Yeah, absolutely. And how long have you been learning English, Yumiko?
Oh, how long? Since I was a student. So
Yeah, so long, right?
Yeah, so long. But it took a lot of time to be able to speak English with natives. Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And what was your favorite thing about the weekend? I mean, what was the thing that you loved? I mean, we did so many things, right? So you are a Kizuna student. So you had a chance to do the one-to-one coaching. You were at the Izakaya, at the Power, at the podcast recording and the happy hour. What did you like best about the entire weekend?
Oh, the best thing? I enjoyed all the programs. So I just wanted to say that it's wonderful that we could immerse ourselves 100% in English very intensely.
Yeah.
And Saturday morning, we had lots of fun activities, so we had no time to hesitate and worry about things. And Lindsay and Jessica pushed us and encouraged us very nicely so that I could jump into the conversation.
That's amazing. So even after the morning course, right, in the morning when we had the native speakers, did you already start to feel that sense of confidence because we did it so quickly? We did everything in such an intensive way?
Yeah, I had the confidence because I could really enjoy the conversation. And in the afternoon, when I had a free time, I talked a lot with other participants, only in English. No one spoke Japanese.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. And how did that feel to be speaking with other Japanese students entirely in English? Was that a new experience for you?
Yeah, that is a new experience, but I felt that as very natural.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's so wonderful.
We had different backgrounds and different jobs and different experiences. So that is awesome to get to know each other.
Yeah. And you told me that you've been able to stay connected with some of the students in the program. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we see some of them on Facebook.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is so great. So it's a chance not only to improve your English and get immersed with native speakers, but to actually connect with other Japanese people. That is so cool. That's so cool.
Yes.
Do you remember all the activities that we did that morning? We did the drama lab. We did the speed dating. Do you remember which one you enjoyed the most?
I loved the speed dating because I could talk to many natives.
Yes.
And also telephone lesson.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that is difficult.
Yeah.
Because I could not see their face and I could not see their mouth, so I missed some words.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, telephone. I mean, do you speak in English on the telephone nowadays? I mean, right now we're kind of on the phone, right? We're on Skype recording this interview, and you're doing a great job, by the way. But do you speak normally on the phone in English in your daily life?
Oh, no, not on the phone. Okay. Directory. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's good. But that really is one of the harder things, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
Okay, awesome. So what would you say, Yumiko, is the biggest way that the program helped you, right? After the weekend was over, what would you say was the number one thing that helped you about the entire program?
I had confidence. Yeah, before I joined the program, I was so nervous and worried that I could talk with them or can I find a topic to talk with them? But I don't need to worry about that.
Wow. Yeah. What a good feeling. And how did that translate into the rest of your, do you teach English? Is that right, Yumiko? Are you a teacher in your career?
Yes. Yeah. I teach English to children.
Oh, that's amazing. How old are the kids that you teach?
Most of them are the elementary school kids and preschoolers.
Okay. And do you have to speak English to their parents? No, right? Because they're Japanese kids.
No.
Is that right? No. Okay. and how was it going back to work with the new English skills after that weekend?
Yeah. When I teach them, I use only simple English because they are little kids. But I can teach them the important thing is to connect.
Yes.
So when I have them speak, I don't check that if they make mistakes. That is okay if they want to say using their vocabulary.
Oh,
and
I love that.
If we could enjoy the conversation, that is okay. So,
that's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing. I remember when I taught English in Tokyo, I taught every age. It was even three-year-olds. I had these little 2-3-year-old students. It was amazing. You really had to do a lot of singing, a lot of dancing.
Yeah.
And just get them to really enjoy the language from that age. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so great. That is so great. How long have you been teaching English, Yumiko?
For about 15 years.
Wow, that's amazing. Really long time. That's wonderful. Okay. So I'm so glad that you joined that program with us, Yumiko. Mm-hmm. I mean, we hope that you join us again this year, hopefully with a lot of our listeners here. I mean, what would be the advice that you would have, Yumiko, for students, new students who are thinking of joining the program in May of 2019, this year? What would be your advice for them?
Okay. Don't be afraid to try new things. If you jump in, I'm sure you can get something precious from your experience, even if you fail. Yeah, I think failure is our best lesson.
Yes, absolutely. Because when we're out there and we're in this program, of course, at times we're going to fail, right? We're going to make a mistake, but we don't feel it as much. We can move on, isn't that
yes.
right? We can keep communicating and connecting.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And one more thing, you don't need to worry about your English level, academic background, and age. You don't need to say, I'm too old or I don't have enough experiences. They are not important.
That's wonderful. That's so true. Because we all come together and we're here for this common goal of connection, not perfection. Isn't that right, Yumiko?
Yes, I think so.
Excellent. Well, we hope to see you again in the program this year. And thanks for coming on the show. It's so great that you were able to come on the podcast, Yumiko. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to seeing you in Japan.
Absolutely. We'll see you in Japan. All right. Take care. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys. So you have heard Yumiko's story about how she was able to build more confidence through this Power Immersion weekend. So if you want to do the same thing, go right now to grab your spot because spots are going to fill up quickly this year. Go to allearsenglish.com/Tokyo right now and book your ticket. And we will see you in Japan.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.